Just one review again of halakha regarding a ball, kadur, b'shabbat. The status of a ball, is it mukseh? A ball that you play sports with, let's say, or games. So in the Beit Yosef in Shin Chet, he brings a Shibbuleh HaLeket. Shibbuleh HaLeket says that even though the ball is used for amusement, that doesn't make it a keli. Games is not enough to make something a keli, and it's not even worthy to use it as a cover for a pot because it's dirty. So therefore, for its function, it has no use in the sense that amusement is not a purpose. If you're using it for other 10 things, you won't because it's dirty. Therefore, Shibbuleh HaLeket writes, the kadur is mukseh on Shabbat. Maran clearly says as well, kadur mukseh b'Shabbat v'yom tov. And the majority of the poskim understand Maran that it's based on the Shibbuleh HaLeket. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah understood it, Taruch HaShulchan, Hagon Rabbi Zalman. That's the way the Levush understood it. That's the way the Maharitatz understood it in the Teshuvah, as well as Harambam. In one of his Teshuvot in Siman Kuf Yudalid, clearly says that they used to play a game like chess on Shabbat. It seems they had ivory pieces, and they used to play a game of sort. And he says it's mukseh. So it seems again, because the fact that it's a game does not make the pieces a keli. So that seems with the consensus, that's the way the consensus of the Mefarshim understand Maran. If that's the case, it's not limited to a ball. All games, like the Rambam talked about, the ivory pieces that were on a chessboard. So therefore, all games, according to the Sfaradi, would be mukseh, because we don't have it's really a usage. And furthermore, we're probably not using them as a pot cover. Either because they're dirty, because we just don't do that. So therefore, for Sfaradim especially, one has to be careful when it comes to playing games on Shabbat. Backgammon, chess, board games that we have. Besides the fact that some of these games have these hourglasses in order to time your moves. Clearly, according to the halakha, it's forbidden to use a time glass, an hourglass on Shabbat with sand, for example, because you're not allowed to measure. On Shabbat, medidas asur, and measuring time is a form of measuring. So that's besides the point. Besides the mukseh, to use the hourglass to turn it over to measure time would be asur. Ashkenazim, however, are lenient when it comes to a ball on Shabbat, as Rama brings down. He says v'chen nahagu. That's important for us to know the shita of the Ashkenazim. Why is it important to know? Because Chaim ben Tzion, as a rule, in all the Tzion chelek ber, that anything that's permissible for the Ashkenazi adult would be permissible for the Sephardi katan. So therefore, he allows children under 13 years old to play games on Shabbat and to play ball on Shabbat. Because for the Ashkenazim it's permissible. So although we're not going to take that for adults, but we'll take it for ketanim. For that matter, Hakam Moshe Levi talks about, what about ladies? Could you let the ladies play? So he writes, listen, if they're Sephardiyot, really they shouldn't. But if they're not going to listen, because they want to play with the kids and things like that, better that they should be shogegot, and just let them continue and don't make a fuss out of it. So that's the logical way of understanding this halakha. Ball is not specific to ball. It's all games that are forbidden. Mita'am mukseh. Now there's another reason why the poskim bring down why ball playing is asur on Shabbat. It's based on Yerushalmi. There was a city in Israel called Tur Shim'on, and it seems they used to play ball on Shabbat in Tur Shim'on, and the city eventually got destroyed. And Nachamim gave the cause because they played ball on Shabbat. Nothing to do with mukseh, because of Bitul Torah. So Hakam Ben Zion argues that maybe the reason of Shulchan Aruch why was Oser a ball is not because of the Shibbuleh HaLeket, it's because of the Yerushalmi. And if you explain it according to Yerushalmi, that means specifically ball playing, but not games. So if you understand Maran, that it's because of Tur Shim'on, so it could be games are permissible. And he says, therefore, those adult that are lenient to play games on Shabbat, they have what to rely on. Although it's hard to explain it, because Clearly, Harambam in the Teshuvah wrote that these games are asur, and most of the Aharonim learnt Maran Le'esor, like I told you, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berura, Maritatz, the Levush, the Kaf HaHayim as well brings it down. So therefore, it's hard to be lenient as such. So therefore, halakha lema'aseh, children under 13, we can be lenient with them to play a ball on Shabbat, and we can be lenient for them to play games. Sephardi adults, they should be mahmir when it comes to these things. However, if let's say there's a toy that causes the baby to stop crying, for example, a rattle, or let's say an item that the baby sucks on when he teeths, in order to stop him from crying, that's not called amusement anymore. That has a purpose, to stop the kid from crying. So even the poskim that are mahmir by games, which is amusement, is not called amusement anymore. It has a purpose in order to silence the baby from crying, to calm him down. So in that case, of course, even adults would be permissible to handle that item in order to give it to a teenager.